faithful servant. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness. But a faithful man, who can find? Proverbs 20, verse 6. What does God require of you, and what of me? It appears to revolve around one thing of great import to the Lord: faithfulness. God does not require great things. He requires faithfulness. God does not require big ministries. He requires faithfulness. God does not require important works. He requires faithfulness. He does not demand spectacular feats or impossible tasks. He requires faithfulness in the ordinary duties to which he calls us. He desires simple faithfulness in the daily, commonplace tasks that he gives us to do. Faithfulness is one of the most blessed characteristics of our God. In Deuteronomy chapter 7 we read, "Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, who keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him." For without his faithfulness, his eternal omniscience would be little worth. And without his faithfulness, his infinite power would leave man adrift. But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and keep you from evil. God is faithful, by whom you were called, to the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes, God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted more than you are able. The names of God's faithful servants are scattered across the pages of Scripture, standing in severe contradistinction to the many unfaithful, proud, adulterous ones. We read of "my servant Moses, who is faithful in all my house," and so too of David, "for who is so faithful among all thy servants as David?" The foolish failures and foul faults of such faithful men were forgotten and forgiven. And the word recalls their faithfulness as the characteristic in which God delights. "Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me." Psalm 101, verse 6. Little is known of Epaphras, Tychicus, and Silvanus, except that they were faithful men. The one reference to Onesimus, outside of Philemon, is that he was faithful. And the quality identified in the beloved Antipas was "my faithful martyr." It is remarkable how frequently the word of God draws us back to this one matter. It is therefore important to examine self to see if we stand the test of faithfulness. Are we faithful in the one place that he has placed us, however mundane? Are we faithful to carry out the tasks that he's given us, however insignificant? Are we faithful to trust his word, no matter how difficult the circumstances? Are we faithful in spending the talents he gives us to his praise and glory? Are we faithful in using the gifts he bestows to his glory and the benefit of others? Are we faithful to the point of death? When the Lord returns, will you hear him say these blessed words? "Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord."